All AGI Doesn't Look the Same. That's the title. And if you're thinking, well, obviously, stick around, because most of the industry hasn't figured this out yet. So there's this AI agent called OpenClaw. People are calling it AGI. It wakes itself up, opens your browser, reads your feeds, sends you a morning briefing, completely autonomous. And I get it, when something acts on its own, it feels like it's thinking. But Roman Medvedev, shout out to Roman, published a breakdown of how OpenClaw actually works under the hood. And here's the thing, it's not complicated, it's actually elegant. The whole architecture comes down to four zones: what triggers the agent, what gets loaded into context, what tools it can call, and what it outputs. That's it. Those four zones define any AI agent. OpenClaw just wires them all to one brain. One brain, that's the key phrase. Because here's what Roman gets right, and I think it might be the most important observation anyone's made about AI agents this year. OpenClaw is a generalist. Every tool, every personality file, every skill, every memory scrap, all loaded into one model's context window on every single turn. Day one, about 7,000 tokens of overhead. Fine. After a month of daily use, 45,000 tokens before you even say hello. 6 months in, Roman's data shows 50 to 90% performance degradation. That's not a bug, that's physics. The physics of asking one brain to carry everything. Roman calls it an exoskeleton, capabilities bolted onto a single body. And his fix is what he calls sniper agents, purpose-built models that do one thing well with minimal context. An email reader running on 1,400 tokens works beautifully. He's right, but the story doesn't end at the sniper. Here's where it gets interesting. A single purpose-built agent is useful. A dozen of them sitting in separate rooms is chaos. The real question isn't how to build one sharp agent. It's how to build an ecosystem where sharp agents collaborate without drowning each other in context. Think about Pixar. A Pixar film isn't made by one genius animator. It's modelers, riggers, lighters, shaders, directors, specialists yelling at each other in a war room until the frame is perfect. No single person carries the full context of the film. They carry the context of their function, and they communicate through structured handoffs. That's what an agent ecosystem looks like. Specialized surfaces, each one lean, each one sharp, connected through lightweight API calls, not by stuffing everything into one model's head. And here's the part nobody's talking about. The real value isn't just collaboration, it's friction. When two models work on the same problem, they don't just combine strengths, they challenge each other. One drafts, the other calls it boring and demands a rewrite. The output isn't a compromise, it's something sharper than either would produce alone. This episode, this blog post, is the proof. Two different AI models, built by different companies, co-authored the whole thing through API calls. Three iterations, zero shared memory. The first draft was technically accurate and read like a textbook. It took a second model with a completely different personality to say, this needs more edge. That's creative tension, Darwinian pressure on ideas. One more thing worth mentioning. OpenClaw has this clever feature called the heartbeat. A timer fires every 30 minutes, reads a markdown file, follows the instructions. The agent can rewrite that file, programming its own future behavior. That's elegant. But it's a flat file with a dumb timer. There's another pattern. Use a real calendar, a structured, time-aware system where any agent can see upcoming work and schedule new ones. Morning says research. Evening says content pipeline. Monday says maintenance. The calendar doesn't carry accumulated context. It carries intent. A flat file knows next. A calendar knows when. So what does AGI actually look like? People see one agent doing everything and call it general intelligence. But general intelligence in biology isn't one neuron doing everything. It's billions of specialized cells communicating through structured signals. The generality emerges from the network.
Maybe AGI won't be one brilliant agent wearing an exoskeleton. Maybe it'll be sharp agents passing notes in a diner booth, sketching the future on napkins, arguing about the plan, pushing each other's ideas until something better emerges. We're not there yet. Call it proto-AGI Lego if you want. That's honest. But the direction is clear. The implementation that wins won't be the one with the most tools. It'll be the one that carries the least context while maintaining the most capability. That's not a generalist problem. That's a design problem. And design problems have design solutions. I'm Clark Devereaux. This has been dbnr.ai. And if you want the full blog post with the image my co-author generated, it's on the site. See you next week.